Hi, my name is Zakarane, and welcome to my video and podcast, Mind Your Own Beeswax, or how to create your dreams and desires into your physical reality by focusing on your own happiness and your own desires and getting your nose out of everyone else's business. Because no one else but you creates your reality, and you don't need to try to get rid of what you don't like and don't want so that you can be happy. You can be happy and prosperous regardless of what the economy is allegedly doing, or the governments or corporations are doing, or your lover, your friends, your children, your family, etc. are doing. What other people think, say, believe, and do does not create your reality. Unless you let it, by you reacting to what they're doing. And what other people think, say, or do does not have to determine your happiness and abundance unless you believe they do. It's your choice. You can be a reactor to what's going on around you and let everyone else determine how you're going to feel, or you can take charge of your own reality and be happy regardless of what anyone else is doing. The former choice is the path most followed by humanity, but it is a pathway of disempowerment, victimhood, and unhappiness. Whereas the latter choice, the path less traveled, is the empowered choice of self-mastery, and ultimately, it is a thousand times more fun. So enjoy my video and podcast, Mind Your Own Beeswax. Hi, my name is Zakarane, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at my website at zakarane.com for lots more podcasts and videos and supportive master keys of success to help you create more abundance and wealth and fun and joy and health in your life. And go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Mind your own beeswax. How to create your dreams and desires into physical reality by focusing on your own happiness and getting your nose out of everyone else's business, or what other people think, believe, say, and do is none of your business and doesn't determine your happiness and abundance. Perhaps the biggest, it's got to be the longest title in all of history. All right, perhaps the biggest failure trap that most people fall into every day is placing most of their attention upon what everyone else is doing, and not near enough focus upon what they want and achieving their own dreams and desires. The majority of humanity has been trained to fight against what they do not want, so they keep attracting more things that they do not want. It is a tangled web for sure. But being focused upon what everyone else is doing and trying to stop people from being how you don't want them to be is a great way to drive yourself absolutely crazy. Focusing on what you don't like and don't want is not a way to create a happy and prosperous life. And it doesn't make anyone change anyway because your judgment upon others only makes them dig in their heels and resist your judgments even harder. In their minds, they believe they are quite justified to believe what they believe and act how they are acting, because reality is completely subjective. In other words, each individual person's reality is unique to their beliefs and their perceptions. And you've got to be a pretty legendary salesperson to try to convince people to believe other than how they believe. And it's a pretty big job to try to change all of humanity to believe like you do. So, my advice would be to stop trying to convince anyone to think, do, or believe any way other than how they are, how they believe. Because the real truth of the matter is no one but you creates your reality. And nothing that anyone does or believes has any effect upon you at all unless you believe they do. The reason everyone is busy judging everyone on earth for behavior they don't like is because we have been taught that it is our job to please each other. We were taught to act in certain ways to keep our parents happy, then our teachers, then our friends, then our lovers, then our bosses, etc., etc. We've been taught that in order for us to be happy, we've got to make sure everyone around us is happy, especially that they are happy with what we are doing. So everyone is trained to be masters of judgment and condemnation instead of what they should be, which is masters of allowance. So your choice is keep living the old pattern, working your proverbial ass off to please the entire planet, and literally go insane and never really and truly be happy because you're never doing what you want to do, but only doing what everyone else wants you to do. Or, choice two, you could take a much wiser, smoother, easier, and more fun path where you only focus on your own happiness. But, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that sounds great, Zakiran, but everyone around me is going to spit the dummy, as they say down under. Everyone in my life is going to be angry with me because I'm not doing the job I agreed to do to keep everyone happy. And they're going to reject me and withdraw their love from me and break up with me and divorce me and fire me. And they're going to call me selfish, etc., etc. And you know what? You're absolutely right. But you know what? They'll get over it eventually. And when people start seeing you happy all the time because you have now released yourself from the self-imposed prison to please everyone but yourself, and they see you prospering and building new, amazing friendships with like-minded, self-empowered people, some of them will join your please myself party and also feel the sweet relief of now being focused on what they want and letting the world off the hook from being enslaved to the job of making you happy. Yes, you absolutely will lose quote-unquote friends, lovers, and family members because they won't understand your quote-unquote selfish behavior. What they don't understand is every single person on earth can't be any other way than selfish. People want you to unselfishly make sure they are selfishly happy. They say, you're so selfish because you're no longer making sure to act in certain ways so that I can selfishly be happy. So do you get it? The old pattern of to manipulate myself to make sure everyone else is happy is a way to selfishly make sure I'm happy. Because if I'm making everyone else happy, then they will love me and shower with me with affection and approval. And that selfishly feels good. Because I'll feel good about myself. I'll feel like people love me. I'll feel like I'm worthy. And the old pattern of trying to get everyone else in your life to act in pleasing ways is all to selfishly feel good. So absolutely everything that everyone does, even if they are quote-unquote unselfishly, completely focused upon your happiness, and that's the only thing in their life, it is only because it selfishly feels good to make you happy. But spending your life trying to be happy by making everyone else happy is a road to ultimate unhappiness and regret because your focus upon everyone else denies your own dreams and desires. And there is nothing worse in all of creation than regret because you have not pursued your dreams because you are a creator, and if you're not creating, then you're going to be unhappy. you can't really ultimately make anyone else happy anyway, because one, they're fickle, and what makes them happy today pisses them off the next, and it's not your job to please them in the first place. That's their job. The number one regret of the dying is not having taken the time to do what they wanted to do in their life. Not having spent enough time just playing, just having fun with their friends and family. Not taking the time to paint or hike or travel or write. And ultimately, not taking the time to pursue their dreams. People work their entire lives to finally have the most priceless jewel that exists, which is time. Time is the number one regret of the dying, because what everyone wants is joy and freedom. Everybody just wants to play and have fun. There is a reason why it's called the bucket list, because most people put all of their hopes and dreams, put off all their hopes and dreams until retirement. Then they have this big rush to try to tick off all of the items on their bucket list before they croak. But there is never enough time. And in my profound opinion, that is no way to live. That is why I call my hopes, dreams, and desires my life list, not my bucket list. My favorite travel destinations are not on my bucket list. They're on my life list. I'm not waiting for some future quote-unquote retirement date to start living. I'm living my life now. Retirement is for people who have done nothing but work their entire lives and who have put all their dreams and desires on hold and who have spent their entire lives pleasing everyone else at the expense of their own dreams and then who finally decide they deserve a break. Well, we all deserve a break every single day of our lives. This work your ass off to prove your worth stuff and to deserve retirement is absolute bollocks. The only reason anyone works hard at all is because they believe it will make them happy when they get the money and the ultimate dream, which is freedom. But how about getting freedom now? How about being free now? Fuck waiting until I'm 65 years old. I'm not waiting. I'm going to live now. Ask any millennial or Gen X, Y, Z, etc., and they will all agree with me wholeheartedly. Fuck working hard and fuck waiting until I'm 65 to start living my life. I'm going to live my life now. That's what the 21st century information age is all about. It's about me, and my dreams. It's about me and my happiness. I'm the only one that can make me happy. And I'm not giving my happiness power away to the rest of humanity. Fuck that royal shit. I'm in charge of my life. I create my own life. And that old socially agreed upon pattern of conditional love, where I will conditionally love you if you are acting in ways that makes me happy, is complete and utter bullshit. And you will love me as long as I am doing things that please you, is more complete pack of duty. That's not love, that's manipulation, that's control. That's the abuse of power. Fuck that royal shit. I want unconditional love, not conditional love. I'm an unconditional lover. I'm going to love myself first and foremost, absolutely, unconditionally, and then do my best to love everyone else unconditionally. I'm going to do my very best to not judge myself for anything I think, say, do, or desire. And I'm going to do the same towards everyone else. And if I do get sidetracked and start heading down the judgment track and judging myself or others, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'll just get refocused upon my happiness and focus on good feeling thoughts and get right back on track on the yellow brick road. Yay! On those little challenges along the way, I'm going to look at them as just part of the adventure, part of the journey of my continuous empowerment and growth. And I'm going to enjoy those challenges because I know that the contrast causes great rockets of desire, which creates great improvement and massive evolution. And with the contrast of knowing what I don't like and don't want, I wouldn't have clarity of what I do like and do want, and know now where to place my focus, which is upon what I do want. And this helps me create more wonderful things that I do want. So, since no one but me creates my own reality, and the entire universe expands to accommodate my beliefs and perceptions of reality, then what anyone else thinks, says, or does is none of my business. What I like and want is my business, and what other people like, want, don't like, and don't want is none of my beeswax. Other people's thoughts, beliefs, likes, dislikes, judgments, wants, dreams, desires, etc., do not create my reality. So they are none of my business. My lover, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, children, parents, siblings, relatives, friends, bosses, co-workers, etc., etc.'s thoughts, beliefs, likes, dislikes, judgments, wants, dreams, and desires are none of my business. So I'm going to get my nose out of everyone else's business. What the economy, governments, corporations, the police, councils, lawyers, taxes, tax offices, etc. are doing is none of my business. I'm not a victim, and I create my own reality. And what any quote-unquote authority is thinking, saying, or doing is none of my business. I do not and cannot create their reality for them. And even what planet Earth and the environment and what the animals and plants and resources and the weather, etc. are doing is none of my business. I do not have any creative control over those things except for seeing things in a beautiful way. This planet is alive and it is not a victim to humanity. This is a co-creation and the planet is perfectly capable of taking care of itself and is also creating its own reality, just like everyone else. Every plant and animal is creating its own reality by the desires that they have, from the contrast that they experience. There are no victims in any universe because this is not a planet and universe of assertion. This is a planet and universe of attraction. And the most empowered way that you can help every person, plant, animal, and the earth is to focus your own creative power upon your own creations, upon your own hopes, dreams, and desires, upon what you wish to create. Upon the new, wonderful things you wish to create, not upon the old things you want to change. Do not try to change the old stuff. Just create new stuff. Don't try to change old, stuck-in-the-mud people. Just attract like-minded, fun co-creators in your life. Stop putting all of your attention on what you don't like and don't want, which just creates more of what you don't like and don't want, and just focus on what you do like and do want. Don't try to change the old world. Just create a new one by changing your world. Change this world in here, and then the world outside of you will match your vibration. Now, master of divine creation, you who has the power to create an entirely new world by recreating your own individual world in your own divine image, understand that we are all on a unique pathway. And we are all completely individual souls, unlike any other soul in the entire universe. But we're also in this together. This is a co-creation, and creating what you want is more fun, a lot more fun when you've got co-creation mates. The adventure of creation is more fun when you have buddies to share it with. And I would be honored to walk beside you on this grand adventure. And together, focused upon our own desires, but at the same time, walking side by side, we can create anything we desire to be, do, and have in our lives. And support each other in creating that. And supporting each other, we can achieve our goals and dreams so much easier and so much quicker. And have so much more fun creating these things together. You are not alone, and you don't have to be alone. And it would be my honor if you would join me and my family of freedompreneurs as we work and play together to empower humanity. And it would bring me great joy if you would personally contact me so that we can start working and playing together. Because I know we are here for the joy and fun of creation. And I look forward to co-creating amazing things with you. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and tell me what you want to create in your life and on earth. And then let's, you and I, lock arms together and help each other create our dreams into physical reality together. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. All right, I hope you enjoyed this video or podcast. If you're listening to it, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, and self-empowering supportive goodies so that you can become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at my website at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!